Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Winnie.
So, Winnie, how have you been recently? I feel like it's been forever since we last spoke to each
other. Right. Well, things have been really busy at work. I'm responsible for so many different projects. I'm also taking cooking classes three times a week after work. Sometimes I only have 5 hours of sleep. I'm so exhausted every day.
Well, you know what they say, Winnie.
What?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm a firm believer of that.
That sounds familiar. Anyway, I guess you're right. I used to get at least 8 hours of sleep, but now I know I can survive on 5 hours of sleep. Are we going to talk about the song Stronger today?
No, but we are going to be talking about something like being strong. I think our article today will inspire you, actually. It's about the singer Hua Wei. Let's take a look at our article now.
Reading!
Hua Wei wants you to be stronger. Hua Wei wants you to step out of your comfort zone. That's the message in the Taiwanese indie singer-songwriter's newest album. Hua Wei's new record, Run, Frantic Flower, was released last November. She also had a concert of the same name in Kaohsiung. Now, she'll play at Taipei Arena on July 26th to support the album. The songs on Run, Frantic Flower encourage people to try new things and not to be afraid to fail. In addition, Hua Wei encourages listeners to follow their hearts by choosing what they love. Hua Wei's positive attitude shines through in her songs as she tries to inspire people. The goal for Hua Wei is to get more people to become strong and experience a self-awakening. Hua Wei, who is also a DJ at Hit FM Radio, doesn't make typical Mandarin pop songs. Her songs feature uncommon sounds, but the focus is on her powerful voice. Be sure to catch her in person this month in Taipei.
Our article begins by saying, Hua Wei wants you to step out of your comfort zone. So let's take a look at the words comfort and zone separately first. So the word comfort refers to a feeling of being relaxed, comfortable, and calm. Now, zone refers to a large area that is actually different from the other areas around it. So together, your comfort zone is a place or a situation or a level where you feel comfortable and you do not have to do anything new or difficult that will make you feel uncomfortable. For example, if you've been working at the same job for 10 years...
Sounds scary.
It does. You probably feel very comfortable there, right? You are familiar with the job. Mm-hmm. You know everyone. You probably know everything there is to know about the job. Well, if someone told you to switch positions or work at a different company, this would push you outside your comfort zone and make you feel uncomfortable because you have to learn new things and maybe have to work with new people. Actually, some people who don't like change like to stay within their comfort zones.
Oh, 我们来看 comfort zone 这个词其实拆开来看其实就大概可以猜到意思。 Comfort 是舒适,加上 zone 地带。 所以 comfort zone 就是舒适圈，也就是你习惯的人事物。文章一开始就直接说，今天的歌手魏如萱要你踏出舒适圈 ，step out of your comfort zone。
Mm-hmm.
为什么我会说 scary 呢？其实因为大部分人都喜欢舒服自在的生活。People are afraid of change,
right?
And the thought of stepping out of the comfort zone makes you rest in it， 重新适应很多事物，反而让你更想要待在舒适圈里。Isn't that scary?
It is。 But you know what? It's important to expand your comfort zone so you can learn new things and you can grow. Our article says that's the message in the Taiwanese indie singer-songwriter's newest album. So we have quite a few words to look at here. Let's take a look at the word indie. INDIE. Okay, so it's an adjective, and it's short for independent music. This means the music is produced independently from major commercial record labels. It's like a DIY approach to recording and publishing.
如果你有在听音乐，可能听过音乐分很多类型啦，所以可能有 pop music, rock music,、mm-hmm. jazz music, 爵士乐，还有这种 indie music。印地音乐当然不是来自印第安的音乐啦，而是 independent 独立音乐，就是非主流的音乐。所以这个 So Huawei is an indie singer-songwriter、
mm-hmm. So a singer-songwriter is actually a performer who writes his or her own songs and they sing them.
Wow, very talented.
Yes.
Singer 是歌手没问题。 A songwriter is a person who writes their own music、
mm-hmm.
所以这个字就表示为如萱既是创作型的歌手 and we're talking about her newest album.
That's right. Okay, so album is our first vocabulary word, A-L-B-U-M, album. So an album is a group of songs or pieces of music on a record or a CD. For example, Adele's third album, 25, won Album of the Year at the 2017 Grammy Awards.
Oh, I know this one. Hello. Is that the song?
Yeah, yeah.
如果你没有在看葛莱美 Grammy Awards, 你应该也听过 Hello, It's Me, 这首歌。Album 就是音乐专辑 CD 唱片。同学不要嫌我们老。I remember the first album was J. Joe's. My first album that I bought. 周杰伦的。
My favorite singer.
不过大家看古早电影那种黑胶唱片，英文反而是 record 这个字。另外补充一下，同样不久以前也还很流行的 keep your pictures in albums。
Oh yeah，
这里不是指专辑，而是指相簿，一样也是年代有点久远的东西啦。不过可以顺便记一下 ，album 当名词就有两种意思，一是文章中的专辑的意思，还有相簿的意思。I think people nowadays probably don't own any albums like we used to do. 现在好像很少人会真的拥有一张专辑。We download music or listen to music online, right?
Yes, that's true. But also when we download an entire album,、
oh.
right? That's still an album. All the music in one of the CDs or one of the...、
you still kind of own an album,
yeah, you
but
do.
You don't have it with you.
Yeah, but it's still considered an、
yeah.
album when you download all the music in one singer'sWould we say CD? It's not even called a CD anymore.
No.
It would just be an album, yeah. Okay, so our article tells us more about the album. It says, Huawei's new record, Run, Frantic Flower, was released last November. So here we see our second vocabulary word, release. R-E-L-E-A-S-E. Release. To release something means to make it available for the public for the first time.Okay. For example, companies like Apple and Samsung try to release a new phone every year.
Ooh, evil. So we get a new phone every year too.
Yeah.
我们看到 release 这个字是发行。你可以像文章一样 release an album, 也可以是发行单曲 release a song, 或者是电影发行也可以用这个动词。For example, the new superhero movie is scheduled to be released in 2018, 预计2018年发行上映。所以今天文章就是介绍魏如萱在去年11月发行了这张新的专辑。
Mm-hmm.And her article also tells us that she also had a concert of the same name in Kaohsiung. So that means the concert had the same name, which was the
Run
Frantic Flower.
Ah, that's the reason why most singers release new albums, even though people don't buy them anymore, right?、
Mm-hmm.
So they can have concerts.
Yeah.
我记得我听过一种说法，其实现在虽然很少人在买专辑，那歌手怎么赚钱呢？其实就是 from the concert tickets.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're a fan of Huawei and you missed that concert in Kaohsiung, well, don't worry because our article says now she'll play at Taipei Arena on July 26th to support the album.
That's today, July 26th.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. When we're here, we should be at that concert.
Later, after the show.
Okay, fine.
除了这个高雄的演唱会外，在7月26号，也就是今天，会在台北小巨蛋开场。
So we should get our tickets, or they should get their tickets.
Yeah, probably too late now.
It's too late. Okay. So how does Huawei's album spread the message of stepping out of your comfort zone? Well, our article says the songs on Run, Frantic Flower encourage people to try new things and not to be afraid to fail. So our third vocabulary word, encourage, E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E. Encourage means to give someone the courage or confidence to do something. For example, my dad always encouraged me to learn different skills.
所以这个魏如萱的新专辑跟舒适圈有什么关系呢？文章接着说，新专辑里的歌 encourage 鼓励激励人们尝试新的事物 and not to be afraid to fail 不要害怕失败 It's very inspiring、
mm-hmm.
Encourage 这个动词刚刚 Angeline 老师有帮我们拆字大家有发现吗？这里其实里面藏了一个 courage 勇气前面加上 en 就变成动词使人有勇气就是鼓励的意思啦 So encourageSomebody to do something、嗯、像我们看到例句就是爸爸鼓励我 encouraged me to 学习不同的技能 What else does Huawei want to tell us?
In addition, Huawei encourages listeners to follow their hearts by choosing what they love. So the phrase in addition is used when you want to add more information to support what you've just said. In addition is the same as saying also, what's more,Furthermore,
in addition 就是此外，如果你有额外的资讯想要补充，下一句开头就可以用 in addition 承接上句，是个很漂亮的转承词。所以上一句说魏如萱鼓励我们勇于尝试新东西，下一句也是鼓励我们，所以中间可以用一个 in addition 来连接，表示还有更多。She encourages us to follow our hearts. Let's follow our shortcut for you, friends, and learn more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, I need some advice.
I can try to help. What's wrong?
Everything's great. I'm just trying to make an important decision, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, what decision are you trying to make?
I'm trying to decide if I should take some time off to travel or go to school right away.
Well, there are good and bad things to consider for both of those. I'm sure you know them already.
Yes, I've been thinking about this for a while.
Then my advice is just to follow your heart.
I can't follow my heart anywhere. It's inside my body.
Of course it is, silly.Follow one's heart actually means to do something based on what you feel is the right thing to do.
Oh, right. That makes a lot of sense. Follow your heart means 跟着感觉走。
So, what is your heart telling you to do?
It's telling me to ask someone else for advice. I'm going to follow it over there to Winnie. See you later.
Okay. Good luck, I guess.
Welcome back. So to follow your heart means to act according to one's feelings.
啊，所以这个 follow one's heart 就是字面上跟随你的心，也就是跟着感觉走。If your heart doesn't like something or somebody, then stop doing it. If it says I enjoyed it, then stick with it.
Very good advice, Winnie. Okay, so going back to our article, it says Huawei's positive attitude shines through in her songs as she tries to inspire people. So when we talk about a person's attitude. We are talking about the way a person thinks or feels that affects their behavior. For example, if you have a positive attitude, you'll tend to think on the bright side of things or that good things will happen. Here's an example sentence. Studies show that people with negative attitudes have higher rates of stress and disease.
Ooh, attitude 是态度。我们可以搭配不同的形容词，比如说 a positive attitude, 正面的态度。或者相反在例句提到 negative attitude, 就是负面的态度。一个人的态度就会影响你事情的角度啦。Maybe the same, but It means how you see things, right?
Mm-hmm.
所以魏如萱这个文章里说，她正面积极的态度 shine through. Is that like sunshine?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if a quality that someone has shines through, you can easily see that they have it. For example, Jessica's passion and dedication shines through her work.
Shine 本身当动词就是阳光照射。And if it shines through, 光线射透了穿过，那大家就看见了，就是显露无遗。所以这个魏如萱正面的态度在她的音乐里就显露无遗。因为呢她的歌一直在鼓励别人 ,so she inspires people, or her songs, right?
Mm-hmm. So Huawei uses her songs to inspire people. To inspire means to encourage or to make someone want to do something. For example, Michael Jordan inspired many people to become basketball players.
Inspire 这个字虽然有点难，不过意思跟前面提到 encourage 差不多，都是激励人，鼓励人变得更好。比如说像 Angeline 老师提到的 Michael Jordan, 就是他的麦克乔丹。他的故事呢，就鼓励更多人梦想成为篮球员。So Michael Jordan inspired people to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
What does Huawei inspire people to do?
Well, it says the goal for Huawei is to get more people to become strong and experience a self-awakening. So we see the grammar pattern, the goal is followed by to and then a verb.
Mm-hmm.
We can also say the purpose of this game is to teach children about different fruits, or the aim of our company is to provide the best service to our customers.
这里我们看到 the goal, 目标是什么 is, 后面呢再加上 to v, 在这里 to v 是当作主词补语修饰主词 the goal, 所以目标是什么呢 is to get people stronger, 让人更坚强。当然也可以把 goal 代换成 the purpose is, or the aim is, 目的是要做某事，后面呢直接加上 to v,For Huawei, her goal is to get more people to become strong and experience a self-awakening. This is a big word. Self-awakening, 我们可以拆开来看，就是自己，然后 awake 是觉醒。比如说 I was awake before the alarm went off. 在闹钟响之前就醒了。所以自我醒来就是自我觉醒。你自己都不知道自己有的能耐。Once you're self-awakening, you can do things you thought it was impossible.
Mm-hmm. Our article also tells us that Huawei, who is also a DJ at Hit FM Radio.
Oh, I listen to this.
Do you? Doesn't make typical Mandarin pop songs. So Huawei is a DJ. A DJ is short for disc jockey, and it's someone who plays records on a radio show or a club where you dance.
大家如果有在听广播，像这个 Hit FM 就是其中蛮有名的，搞不好就会听到魏如萱主持的。如果你负责播音乐，你就是一位 DJ， 可以只是单纯放音乐，有时候也真的是会混音，会咚子哒子咚子哒子那种，也可以是 DJ。We talked about that Huawei is an indie singer,、mm-hmm. so she doesn't make typical songs.
Okay, so the word typical, T-Y-P-I-C-A-L, it means something that's normal or usual.For example, a typical American burger is served with cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles.
Yum, yum.、
Mm-hmm.
Typical 是一个形容词，表示典型的，不特别的。A typical person, a typical day, or a typical summer afternoon, 就是典型的夏季下午，可能就会有午后雷阵雨等等的。课文说魏如萱不做普通的华语流行音乐。What kind of music does she play then?
Her article says her songs feature uncommon sounds, but the focus is on her powerful voice. So the word powerful, powerful, describes something as having a lot of power or force. So a powerful voice is one that is very strong. It's very loud. Ame is a very good example of a singer with a very powerful voice. Let's use powerful in an example sentence.Adele's honest lyrics and powerful voice moved the crowd to tears.
Powerful 这个字前面有 power, 力量、力气，加上 F-U-L 结尾变成形容词，就是有力的、强而有力的。我们可以说 a powerful nation, a powerful point, a powerful engine, 有力的马达、引擎，或者像文章很有力的嗓音 a powerful voice, 像是刚刚 Angeline 老师提到 Adele 就是以她有力的嗓音闻名。
And finally, our article says, be sure to catch her in person this month in Taipei.
Her concert is going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. 所以不要错过这个月在台北亲眼看到她的表演哦。
So that's all we have for today's article, but please stay tuned because we still have our For You chat. For You chat. Okay, so our chat question is, who is your favorite singer? Why?
Do you listen to any Mandarin pop music?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, you mentioned you like J-Jo, right?
I love him.
So that's your favorite singer?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't think I would like to go to concerts because they're so loud and there's so many people.
Too many people.
Yeah, but if...I could go to any concert in the world, it would be to his concert.
Oh my god.
Yes.
For me, I listen to Fang Datong a lot.
I know him.
Yeah, you should check him out too.
Yeah.
Every album is a surprise.
Yeah, that's true.
For like...Western music, maybe your favorite is Adele.
Yeah, she's a good singer, but I don't think she would be my favorite singer.
No, don't like Hello.
I like that song, but like, she's actually really good. She's really good, yeah.
So that's all we have today.
And this is Angeline signing off.
And I'm Winnie.
Bye. Bye.
Huawei wants you to be stronger.Huawei wants you to step out of your comfort zone. That's the message in the Taiwanese indie singer-songwriter's newest album. Huawei's new record, Run, Frantic Flower, was released last November. She also had a concert of the same name in Kaohsiung. Now, she'll play at Taipei Arena on July 26th to support the album.The songs on Run, Frantic Flower encourage people to try new things and not to be afraid to fail. In addition, Huawei encourages listeners to follow their hearts by choosing what they love. Huawei's positive attitude shines through in her songs as she tries to inspire people. The goal for Huawei is to get more people to become strong,and experience a self-awakening. Huawei, who is also a DJ at Hit FM Radio, doesn't make typical Mandarin pop songs. Her songs feature uncommon sounds, but the focus is on her powerful voice. Be sure to catch her in person this month in Taipei.
Vocabulary Review. Album. The band's newest album includes several songs that are very popular. Release. The movie will be released next Friday. I can't wait to see it. Encourage.Our teacher encouraged us to watch movies in English to help us with our listening skills. Attitude. The new student, Brett, has a bad attitude. He's always complaining. Typical. A typical house in the U.S. has both a front and backyard.And a garage as well. Powerful. Elephants can make a powerful call that can be heard very far away.